Next up, we have someone who's sitting with us at the first Nerds Against Humanity show. It was awesome. Mary Beth Smith.
Yeah!
It's actually extraordinarily appropriate, I think, that I follow Jeremy, because I feel like I'm kind of sharing a story about the point in my life when I transitioned from my exposition into my rising action. After I walked across the stage in my graduation from the very conservative, very Southern Furman University, after shaking hands with the dean and receiving my diploma, after he told me he loved my red hair in an attempt to personalize what he said to each student as they walked across the stage. True story. About three of my friends told me that he told them that he liked their shoes, just so that he had something very personal to say. And after bidding my family adieu until the next morning, I was jumping around in the football stadium, saying ridiculous things in ridiculous voices that had the people around me laughing. I wasn't trying to be the comedic relief, but in my own state of not being able to fully comprehend and take in what had just occurred, I went into this very inadvertent, make everyone else feel more comfortable because they don't know what to do either mode. It continued into going back to my apartment for a toast and some snacks with my roommates and their families. At that point, the parents were joining in on the laughter, and it was still very inadvertent. It was just totally, I went into autopilot, and my autopilot at the time was to goof around and make everyone laugh because everyone had more emotion than they knew what to do with. After a sad hiatus of saying some last goodbyes and experiencing my last night at Furman, the mood returned the next afternoon when I was moving out. During the entirety of my packing and packing my room and the car, I wore a costume piece that I had purchased for a murder mystery party that I did with my fellow improv team members, because we had done one paying gig for a church youth group, and we made $125, and we spent it on a murder mystery package, costumes for every member of the team, and a lot of booze. My personal costume was that of a hall monitor, and for some reason, I figured that could include a hard hat. So for the entire rest of the day, conclusively, on a day where most of the people that I was seeing, I would never see them again in my life, I wore a hard hat. at some point that afternoon, as I was coming in and out of my room doing lots of bits about, you know, packing and like hup hup and walking around with a hammer as though that was helpful, one of my favorite comedic partners and biggest fans, Patty Pratt, my roommate Jackie's mother, stopped me in the hallway of our apartment and apologized because what she was about to tell me was going to get very philosophical and sappy. Patty is a woman who I'd met about three times prior to that, but she's hilarious in a very unintentional way. Because, like, the first time, I will never forget when I met her, because she just thrust her hand out at me. We're about the same height, but she's like 100 pounds and like leathery skinned and loves to drink wine out of boxes, and she's awesome. And she just thrust her hand out and said, "Patty Pratt," and did not say, "Hello, my name is," just, it was awesome. So just to give a little backstory, that's Patty Pratt. So she apologized, told me what she was about to say was gonna get philosophical. She said, "Do you see this joy we're sharing? You and I, this laughter, these jokes." I said, "Sure I do, Patty, I love it." She said, "You have to keep doing this. You have to keep sharing this joy. You go up to Chicago or wherever and keep sharing this joy with people, because some people don't have this. Give it to them." And I said, something very brief, because I didn't really know what else to say, but something to the effect of, "You got it." no one had ever really put something like that to me before. But I realized that I did want to share my joy. I did want to bring that relief to people that I had that day when none of us knew what we were doing with our lives. You know, sure, there were some people going to graduate school. Sure, there were some people moving back in with their parents. But none of us really knew at that point what the next step was. So for a couple months, I lived at home with my parents until I moved to Chicago. Home being Lancaster, South Carolina, a thriving metropolis, I assure you. over those months, there were a lot of tears and a lot of struggles of being separated from my friends who I'd gotten so used to seeing every day, and a lot of struggle with, like I said, what my life was going to be in this next step. I was moving to Chicago essentially alone. I knew one other person who at the time was going to be my roommate and still lives in the city. But I had to find some way to cope, and I did so relatively effectively by indulging myself with television situational comedies. Until then, I had never realized the importance of things like that. I had enjoyed watching all of the things we know and love, but it had just been popcorn. It had just been entertainment. But I had never thought about it until Patty put this to me, that other people were professionally sharing their joy with me. So it may be much more mainstream than many of the world's nerds throw themselves into, but the Dunphys were my hobbits. Patty's Pub was my cantina. Pawnee was my Narnia. And of course, Liz Lemon was my Leia. It seems really simple and silly to say something so general, but that's really what I want. You know, maybe not through a television show, and hopefully I'm working towards that in the things that I find myself getting into in the beautiful, wonderful city of Chicago. But somehow, I just want to continue to share my joy.
Mary Beth, thank you all for sharing in this joy. I don't know, this is my favorite day of the month. I hope you guys enjoy.